Need some outfit inspiration? See the hottest street fashion Utah has to offer in our monthly Slug Style feature.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. This is Josh Strother, aka David Moon, originally from California, but I've been in Salt Lake for 7 years now. You guys can find my recent release on Spotify and Apple Music, all the streaming sites. We even got visuals on YouTube as well. My last project was Joshy Soul and The Cool, but now I go by David Moon. It's like my new project. David is my middle name, and Moon I got because I grew up on JPL and NASA headquarters and stuff. My grandma used to work there, so I was obsessed with like planets and the moon and stars and stuff like that. So that's where that name came from. Yeah, my initial thoughts to creating David Moon was the fact of like, I had 2 strong years of Josie Soul consistently playing shows like crazy. And I end up releasing another single called We're the Ones that kind of left everybody hanging on, oh, is there another album coming or anything? Is that the new sound? But I kind of just got out of like creativity, and I was producing records for different artists and writing songs with them, and it was great, but I just felt like I just wasn't creative, or I was doing it to be a producer or doing it to be an artist, but not to like create art. So I started writing funny 80s songs just on my own because we got new synths in the studio and new programs, and I was just like messing around writing 80s stuff, and it was funny. But then, I started getting really into it, and then I wrote a song called Up in the Air. It was the second song I wrote, and it was like Tears for Fears heavy like vibe, and I got really excited. I'm like, whoa, this is like kind of good. Like the 80s is better than I thought. Always love the 80s, but then you start writing and you're like, I don't want to be too cheesy or something, but there's such huge layers. And that's what got me so excited. It's just like, stop writing complicated like soul music with like flat thirds and all these crazy theory things. Let's just write a progression that only has 2 chords, but we're gonna layer it and we're gonna take layers away and bring it back. So it's actually like a challenge to be simple. The huge thing for this project is just creating art, like not caring. The thing with Joshy Soul, I cared about if my suit was tailored, you know, I cared about horns being tight in the band or all these things, and I think I've lost the creation moment of that. But then I became more about, you know, trying to make it as an artist. So this one, I'm like, I was excited. Like, I did a photo shoot and they put makeup on me and like lines on my face and eyeshadow, stuff like that. And it was fun. It was like cool, because I'm just like, I'm not gonna let myself be boxed in to, I better wear this nice clothes with it. No, but it was just like, we're gonna mess with light. It was just it's just been such a creative process, and I feel like finally I'm doing something creative again. A couple artists I've been listening to that kind of inspired this. I mean, Prince for sure, but it was Baby I'm a Star by Prince on the Purple Rain. That song is so just energetic and in your face, and it's just like, you might not know it now, but you know, like I'm a star. For me, that was such a liberating song of like, not that I'm trying to be a star, that's why I'm writing this, but the fact like, you don't know, but this project coming is like who I really am. Tears for Fears is huge, you know, songs from The Big Chair, you know, that record is crazy. As well as like a new artist, Gavin Turek, like she just has like that 80s like female power vibe, like the big fro, like a Whitney kind of vibe or something. But yeah, and then probably my most inspired or inspirational artist is Nikki and the Dove. They're from Sweden, and they're like an 80s group, and they are, it's just a duo. But they are some of the baddest, like, just music and songwriters to me in this genre. And they have, like, a fan base, but they're not huge yet. But, man, there is no other album that's, like, inspired me more with this project than their album. Everybody's Heart Is Broken Now, that album. Check out my Spotify playlist. You can see all the artists on there. It's under my David Moon account. I have a playlist dedicated to all the songs that kind of inspired this new record. Got some David Bowie on there. M83 is on there as well. Daft Punk. The visual aesthetic is so important for me because this album came from dreams, and not like goal dreams, but literally like sleeping and seeing my dreams pretty clear. I want to pay homage to the 80s of individualism, because that was huge in the 80s. But I'm really going for this dream effect, almost like not real, like take you to like a non-real place, you know. I'm going from not fantasy, but just like I want it to be like a dark dream. And that doesn't mean it has to be bad, but it's just, I want to take you to this kind of like really shadow, dark dream involved with a lot of like lights, and not like the 80s neon, but just light in general. Yeah, I'm working on a full length. I'm actually thinking about releasing two of them because there's two sides to David Moon. There's this, the dream part where it's really dark. I had some really, really dark dreams, and we could talk about it later. But, and then there's just like this, I played shows in Miami, and that inspired me so much. So it's almost like this poolside side of me, you know, like that really good 80s sitting like poolside, not beach, palm trees hanging out. So there's almost like two sides to how I wrote this album. So I kind of want to keep them separate. I'm hoping to put it out by the August, September, like end of summer kind of vibe, because I want to keep the summer going. There's a coziness to it, to the fall of listening to it. The Key Players is The Key, you know, that's the name of our studio actually. And I have Mike Johnson. He's the engineer, mix and mastering genius, but he also helps me out with just wordplay because he's a rapper. So he plays a huge role, as well as singing backups live, running kind of like our live tracks and playing the rolling pad. So I have a drummer, and then he's kind of playing the pad to give it that extra snap to it. And then Norbert, who has been helping me a lot with drums on this record, as well as playing guitar, and he's my bassist though live. So that's like kind of like our trio production team. But then I've been working with Deja, but she's been helping me a lot with lyrics and melody stuff. And it's been crazy because Joshy Solo, I didn't really collab much besides, you know, with like two songs. It's been crazy to kind of like hand my lyrics over or hand like, you know, melody over to people and work with it. But with live, yeah, I have my drummer who's Cam. He played for me with the Joshy Soul project as well. We just know how to communicate. He knows what I want, and I know how he plays. But I do have like a secret weapon, who is Jackson. He's my guitarist. He has his own group called Ivories. That's so good. Love that band, Ivories. He has this like little chorus amp, and he just plays the 80s. Like, he's just such like the thing I needed. And I just met him, and then I was just like, yo, I gotta hire you, because he just makes the band. Like, I love his guitar playing. So, and then just me, I'm on keytar. Yeah, I remember some of the kind of magical things that happened in the studio, especially on the song Up in the Air, kind of the first one that kind of influenced this whole project that I'm doing now. I hired that guitarist, Jackson, and we just had him play over it. Like, just do random licks, and he did some harmonics. And do 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 do. he did that and I freaked out. So we put it in one place and put it at the end like a drop. So it's like everything gets quiet and it's just him with a little harmonics on his guitar. Now I'm like going to use that as like kind of like a watermark. Like if we start a show, we'll just put it in on the track. You know, we'll have a big intro and then and then hopefully people can like almost see that as like NBC or anything that you recognize that sound. Yeah, like a sound logo. Yeah. So that was really magical, as well as I have a song that, I don't know, I was just like, Cabin Fever. It's called Feel, and it talks about I feel better when it's summer. And it's such a simple song, and I never thought of writing anything like that, but it just repeats, I feel better when it's summer. But then the other part, I was kind of like, I listened to like, there's some trap artists. I listened to like people like Homeshake, or that are like trippy, kind of like have that. So on that song, I do like this build up, which I'm like, it feels like super EDM or something. Then it breaks down to the, I can't wait for this like low pitch, kind of like what they do in trap, like under like the main vocals. And then it just slows down and it gets like super trippy, almost like MGMT. Yeah, Homeshake, soft psych kind of vibe and stuff. So that was here, or it's that kid, Jacob Ogawa. He has such like chill vibes, but kind of channeling that in. And I think that was like, it was something I did on my own, and it felt weird because I'm like, oh, this is not 80s, but it's like, it doesn't matter. I'm not going for that. I'm just going for an art project that happened to be dated in that time period. But, you know, you listen to these new artists and they're just innovative, and that's what I want to do. So that, I think that was like a little bit of magic. Believe it or not, like, besides all this music stuff, like, I'm pretty crazy about tea. When I travel, I usually grab like a bag of tea from different countries and cities and stuff. And I do tea times with people. I have this little thing called the Fox Tea Room. And I invite people to drink tea and talk about real life issues. But I love kind of having an intimate moment. But tea is like a crazy thing that goes along with my creativity. Different flavors can pull out different moods, you know. I love rose tea especially. But I just got some campfire tea from France, and it tastes like a campfire. It's crazy. It's called Thé Noir de Fumée, and it means like black tea, and it's like really, really smoky. But yeah, so I get into that a lot, nerd out on like just different teas and tisanes and stuff like that. It's hard to start my day without tea, you know, and usually I'm like, I get up, have tea, and bike to the studio, or I bike to a tea shop or a coffee shop that has tea, and it helps me kind of just to slow down so I can like come into the studio, not just like I have to work, you know. It's almost like slow down before you go to work so I'm not all crazy, you know. And I drink tea by myself. Even today I was at the coffee shop and I ran into some people and they're like, oh, are you here by yourself? I was like, yeah. I don't like to be around people all the time. I love having tea with people, but with the mornings, I kind of have them to myself just to kind of gather everything. Like, either it's like lyrics or music I'm going to come into the studio, or is it just like thinking about my personal life as well? So tea's like really important for me. Yeah, the song you're going to hear is La Universe. It's a song I wrote with one of the guys, Norbert from The Key. Or Norbs. It was originally a song because he is from Mexico City and he can rap and he writes lyrics in Spanish. And so we thought about doing a collab, like a Spanish song. You know, in Spanish, universe is El Universo, but you know, we're in America, so it's just like doing slang, like La Universe, you know. I guess you could take it as La's like talking about the girl in this song, because I talked about heartbreak wasn't made for both of us, wouldn't you say? And it talks about, like, we threw our love into the game and we both lost. So basically, it's just talking about heartbreak, you know? So, but this next song is Daft Punk-inspired funk, you know, just all that stuff. And you can hear a little bit of Latin, like, salsa keys in there because we were trying to do, like, a Latin song. So you can hear a little bit of dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun in the background. Here it is, La Universe.
Print edition streets the first Friday of every month. Find it any place cool or online. More information available at slugmag.com.